was like, okay, you know what I mean? But then when I actually heard the news, I felt good, man. You know, I just, you know, like I told him at the meet, you don't need to care. I'm going to play my ass off, you know. You know, just try to do my best.
How hungry are you?
Man, I'm hungry, very hungry. Yep. Yep. So, you know, I just want to, you know, show everybody what I can do and what I can bring and what I can add already to our D-line, you know what I mean? So, I just want to be set up in the right positions and, you know, to, you know, excel.
Having all this motivation built up after 10 weeks, how do you guard against trying to go out there and do too much?
Oh, no, you definitely just do what you coach to do. You do what you coach to do. You stay within the structure and the scheme of the defense. You know, you go out there and try to do too much, you might not see the field again. And we all want me to do that again. Oh, no, I don't want to go do that again at all. So, you know, I'm just going to go out there, play my game, do what I'm coached to do, and I'm not looking back.
How'd you get through all this? I mean, that's a long time to not play the game you love.
I mean, I got good guys in the locker room, down to Selleck, you know, D'Amico, Trent, and Mike Patterson, you know, those guys, you know, and Tap. You know, those guys, you know, always encouraging me, you know, man's coming, don't worry about it, you know, you're doing good and practice and everything. So even down to, you know, even Vic and Shady and those guys, you know, they see how hard I practice and be like, man, your time coming. And now it's here Monday night.
You have more than usual family here because of the start. I mean, what kind of ticket requests are you going to have for this game?
Nah, it's just, you know, pretty normal. You know, my family came to mostly all the home games so far, so they travel in and out, you know. They done with it, so they probably just watching on TV.
What are you going to be doing?
So long? Have you gotten a good answer for that?
No, I haven't, you know. But, you know, they've been in it. They coach it for a reason. They've been in the business longer, you know. So I just, you know, play my part, do what I'm coached to do and do what I'm told to do.
What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
I think I might, I'm going to go home a little bit, you know, back to Neptune, eat with the family, see my high school play the rivalry game. They play Asbury Park. That should be a good one, you know.
Did you beat them your years?
Yeah, we lost to them one time, and that was my senior year. You know, that always sticks with you, you know, out of 4 years. But this should be a good game.
How tough has it been watching the team struggle and feel like you can't help, you know, because you're not out there?
Very tough, you know. And I try to be, like, the biggest cheerleader for those guys. But, you know, when you're losing, you kind of want to hear that rah-rah, you know. So it's very tough and it's painful because I see how hard these dudes work at practice and how much they put into it.
Hey, I just want to make sure you've been told that you're going to be on the active roster on Monday.
Yep.
How'd you get word?
I first seen it. Y'all going to laugh, but I first seen it on Twitter. I think it was you. I was seeing on his Twitter, and then I was just like, oh, I wonder if it's true, you know what I mean? So, you know, you're kind of anxious to get back to work to see, you know, if it's true. But, nah, it was true, and, you know, today Coach Walsh told me I'm going to be up, and I'm just excited.
That's great.
What do you think people will see? What kind of player are they going to see Monday night? The fans who haven't seen you yet.
You know, just the guy out there who's trying to work his tail off, you know, and I was brought here in the second round, and I just wanted to show them, you know, what I can bring to the table, and you know, the rest, you know, let them form their own opinion about me.
Are you working right, left side, or both?
Probably, well, most likely both. I would say there's no definite side I'm gonna be working, but I would say both. But I've been working on the right side though.
You have to be at a point where you're about to burst and just waiting for the opportunity to show what you're capable of doing.
Right. You know, I'm definitely at that point. I've been at that point, but you know, you want to say it's for the best and everything. You know, you just want to play your part. You being a young guy, like I say, you know, patience is the key, and I've been very patient and, you know, confident within my our D-line room. You know, those guys, you got to come on. We got to face it. Those guys are household names. Mostly everybody in there. You know what I mean? So I understand how I was going to have to climb that ladder. But, you know, I also want to establish my name around this league.
It's a Monday night. Your first game is a Monday night game. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, National definitely. TV. Definitely.
Everybody be watching.
You know, so that's going to be pretty sweet. You know, you know, being active. But, you know, now the thing is hopefully I get a lot of plays, you know what I mean? So.
As a player, what is different, what is better about you now, having gone through the 10 weeks of practice than when preseason was over?
Oh, man. Your whole mindset, just think about a lot of different things, you know. It binds you closer to the guys inside the room and to your teammates, because those guys see how hard you're working to get on the field and don't really know why you're not on there. And so it's just like, you know, just keep working, you know. And as far as, like, technique-wise, you know, I go out there every day. You guys see me leave here, I'll be the first one out there. And, you know, I do one-on-one things with Wash. And I feel like, for the most part, it's been helping me, because each week I can see myself getting better. And Selleck said it to me the other day. He's like, man, you know, you each week you just look better and better. So that's a compliment coming from him.
Why do you think you've been an odd man out for 10 games?
I wish I had an answer for you. You know, I don't know. The only thing I can think of is, you know, I'm in a room with nothing but household names. Those guys, you know, their resume speaks for themselves. So, you know, me being a young guy, you know, just playing my part.
Can I ask what you're thankful for Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful, you know, to be here. And just thankful, to be a part of such a great team.
What did you think you had to get better at? What were you working on?